Nigeria has accused Pfizer of criminal misconduct in the trials of a meningitis drug in the northern city of Kano in 1996. At the time, there was a meningitis epidemic in the city, and the government accuses Pfizer of taking advantage of the epidemic to test an experimental drug without the authorization or full understanding of the families tested. Pfizer denies wrongdoing, but the government says the company's test contributed to the death of some of the children and made others sick. Babatunde Erukela is lead counsel for the Nigerian government.
The government believes that there have been violations of law which constitute criminal offences, and that is the basis of the criminal charges. There are 23 counts of them revolving around conduct before, through and after the clinical trials that occurred in Kano in 1996.
An undisclosed number of Pfizer officials in Nigeria are due to be formally charged when the case begins October 29. Erukela says the accused persons could face jail if convicted.
The penalties are different. In some cases, there are several months of imprisonment or a fine, and up to 7 years. In some of them, it's up to 9 years of imprisonment, and all kinds of different things.
The New York-based drug company is also facing a multi-billion-dollar civil lawsuit by the Nigerian government over the disputed trials. The Nigerian government Wednesday refiled the necessary court papers to permit the resumption of civil proceedings. Pfizer maintains that it had approval for the drug trial, which it says helped to save lives. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.